Okay, Parshas Miketz and Hanukkah. Okay, so many. Speaking of the calendar, we were talking about the calendar before. Our calendar is worked out by the Chachamim in a very, very wise way, in a way in which it always works out that the Parshios of the Hanukkah falls out on the Parshios of Vayeshev and Miketz. Okay, there are hints, there are connections between the Parshios of Vayeshev and Miketz to Hanukkah in a very clear way. Okay, so we record it. We are in Vayeshev, maybe we'll talk about, which was last week, but we'll talk about it a little bit maybe later tonight. There's the famous drasha, the Habor Reik Eimbo Mayim, which actually appears in the middle of the Hanukkah Sugyas. That was last week. But in this week's parasha, they relate Hanukkah to Parshas Miketz, because the theme of Hanukkah, what we say in the Alanisim, Rabim Biad Ma'atim and Giborim Biad Haloshim, is a reference to the dreams of Paro. That Paro saw the fat cows being consumed by the skinny cows, and the big sheaves of grain being consumed by the skinny sheaves of grain, or stalks of grain. So you see there, that's also Giborim Biad Chaloshim, the powerful ones in the hands of the skinny, right? The fat cows and the skinny, right? It's a nice connection, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first time I saw this, I was like, that is so ridiculous. Like, that doesn't really have anything to do, you know, like, Giborim Biad Chaloshim means the Greeks fell into the hands of the Maccabees. It's not you're not talking about cows over here. It's like a cute, seems like a cute vort, but when I was thinking about it a little bit more, I think there is actually a much deeper message to it, in that that relates very strongly to the theme of Hanukkah and very much shares with us an important lesson. We know that Paro made himself out to be like a god, right? We see this more in a few weeks in Parshas Shmos, in the way he reacts to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mi Hashem Asher, Shema B'Kolo, who's God? Paro says, okay, is it the same Paro? Is it not? Okay, well, that's the whole discussion. But certainly in such a situation of power, so Paro was certainly somebody of tremendous haughtiness, of tremendous self-centeredness, as many, many kings were in the old days. And I think perhaps that the message of the dreams of Paro was there to teach him a lesson. In that, as Yosef came, and Yosef told Paro what the dreams were going to mean, that there will be 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine. So, what's the message in that? The message in that is that you can have so much. You can have so much plenty. You can have so much wealth. And so, and everything's just overwhelming wealth. And then all of a sudden, boom, it can be gone. Why? Because as much as we think that we control our lives, as much as we think that we're in charge, and if we have all the money in the world, so we'll be happy and we'll be powerful, and we'll be able to tell people what to do, and we'll be able to control things and run our lives, it's really not in our hands. It's really not. And in a second, Hashem can take it away. In a second, those 7 years of plenty will be totally consumed and totally taken away. And that's it. We think, the perspective in Olam Hazeh, the perspective of this world, is that the richer you are, the fatter you are, the more powerful you are, then you're going to win. Come to the skinny cows and say, no. The skinny cows can devour the fat cows. The skinny stalks can devour the fat stalks. All of that wealth and all of that power is fleeting. It's false. This is a life perspective that Hashem was giving Paro. You don't determine reality. Hashem determines reality. This is the theme of the Parsha. You know, I don't know if you guys remember Rosh Hashanah time, but we spoke a little bit about this idea of Rosh Hashanah time, about how Hashem creates reality. That Rosh Hashanah is a new creation. That the very fabric of reality is being rewoven. And Hashem is kilu creating things anew. So the Gemara says that the day that Yosef was taken out of jail and he was placed in charge of Egypt was Rosh Hashanah. Hashem was recreating things at this point. It was a new creation. It was a shift in the fabric of reality. We learned this actually from the Shir Shel Yom that we say on Thursdays. We say Tikuv Achodesh Shofar Bakesel Yom Chageinu, which is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Ki Shofar Bakesel Yom Chageinu. Ki Chol Klal Yisrael Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov, Day of Judgment. Edus B'Yosef Samo B'Tzeisal Eretz Mitzrayim. Edus B'Yosef. Yosef is Yosef. We're not going to get into why it's written this right now, but some of it says that Hashem put Yosef out there, he put him on over Eretz Mitzrayim. On that day, it was Rosh Hashanah. Because reality changed. This is part of the theme of the Parsha. Who would have thought that Yosef, this poor slave boy, sold down from Canaan, is now all of a sudden going to be the king of Egypt, the viceroy of Egypt. Unthinkable. It's beyond reality. It's beyond what normally happens. And this is Chanukah. This is Chanukah. This is what it means. Giborim b'yad chalosh and rabim b'yad matim. It means that reality isn't what we think it is. It doesn't have to be what we expect. It doesn't have to be what's rational. It doesn't have to be what's in the box. There is no box. Hashem made the box. If Hashem wants, He can make the box disintegrate before your very eyes. This is the miracle of the Melchama. This is the miracle of the Shemen. One little Pach Shemen for one day's worth of oil. One day's worth of oil. And then, no, it can last 8 days. Why? It's not scientifically possible. Okay, who cares about science right now? We're talking about God. We're talking about Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael and Hashem function beyond reality, beyond the norm, beyond that box, beyond what's that Olam Hazeh perspective. And this is Chanukah. This is the battle between the Maccabim and the Yavanim. The Yavanim believed only whatever they could see with their eyes. Only what they believed in the physical. They believed in that which was empirically proven. And if it's not empirically proven, then it's meaningless. It's totally meaningless. So for the Yavanim society, for them, what was big in Greek society?
The body.
The body, right? The physical, the Olympics, right? Why? Because this is who I am. This is what I am. So I want to push myself to the limits. I want to have the biggest muscles possible. And I want to run as fast as I can and run as far as I can. I want to, and the more I can do, so then the more powerful I am. The more special of a person I am. Whereas a Jew understands that it's not about the physical. It's not about the tangible. You are not your goof. Your goof is a shell. It is a casing for who you really are. Who we really are is our neshama. It's intangible. It's something I can't pinpoint. I can't really point out what it is. Exactly. Because we're beyond definition. We're beyond definition. We're holier than that. We're more special than that. We're not just, every human being has physical traits. Every human being has, Hashem, two eyes, hopefully two eyes and a nose and a mouth, but there's a certain surah of a human being. The physical is not who we are. Who we are is our personality, is our spirituality, is our emotional makeup. That's all a part of who we are in our neshama, and that's who we are. On Chanukah, this is a time of reconnecting with and embracing with what our reality truly is. The Mishnah, there's only two Mishnayos in all of Shas that Chanukah is mentioned. One is in Baba Kama about damages. So a guy's camel full of straw gets burnt up by a Chanukah candle, it winds up burning something down, so okay, the guy's putter because he's supposed to put his Chanukah candle outside. And then there's a Mishnah with regards to Bikurim. The Mishnah says that a person brings Bikurim from Shavuos until Sukkot, maybe Vikore. He brings the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and he gives them to the Kohanim, and he's Kore, and he reads the Parsha of the Bikurim. But after Sukkot, the Mishnah says, maybe Ve'ino Kore. Then, it's not really the time. It's not really the time till Hanukkah. Really, you're supposed to bring my Sukkot. But there's this extension. You can go from Sukkot until Hanukkah, and at Hanukkah, up until Hanukkah, you could still bring Bikurim. Why? Maybe Ve'eno Kore. It's not the letter of the law mitzvah. It's not. You're supposed to have brought it by sukkahs, but it's an extension. It's something that's beyond. It's going beyond what's expected and beyond what's normal. And it's that little bit, that little push of a Jew saying, I made a mistake. I'm not what I should be. I should have brought the Bikurim before. I feel bad. Okay, but it's not too late. You have an extension now. Do it. Bring it, push yourself a little bit more. This is the Tzkufa of Chanukah. The Tzkufa of Chanukah is a time for a Jew to say, I can do more, I can be more. Mosif v'holich, like Beis Hillel, we're adding on. We're taking a little bit of one candle, adding to another one. The oil's lasting, the Giborim Yad Chalashim, we're able to say, you know what? I can find within myself more power, more energy, more focus, more aspiration, more desire for spirituality, for ruchnias, for Yiddishkeit, than I ever thought I had before. Chanukah is that time when the Yevanim said, don't believe in your neshama, don't believe in who you are, don't believe in the values that are intangible, only live by this world, only live by how much money you make and what you have in the bank and all the hard, fast realities of life in this world. Only live by that. And Judaism comes, and Chanukah is a time for us to say, that's not everything that there is. Obviously, a person has to be responsible. A person has to, have enough bank in the money in the bank to pay their bills. Obviously, you have to do that. But that's not what life is all about. Life is much more about accomplishing goals, about self-actualization, about creating more in this world, following the Derech Hashem in terms of creating more in this world, creating more spirituality, more greater emotional connections between people, between God. So many of you guys are doing the Papa Gaius Challenge, Baruch Hashem. You're looking to find more ways to fit more learning, more Torah into your schedule. Amazing. That's exactly why Chanukah is the time of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's a time of pushing yourself more and more and more. Okay, we have to end. But my bracha to you guys is that this Tekufa of Chanukah should be a time where we are able to connect more with our neshama. The Greeks tried to make us, simply said, they tried to make us less Jewish. They tried to assimilate us. It's a time we should be more Jewish. It's a time we should strengthen our ruchnias, our spirituality, our connection to Hashem, connection to our neshama. Wish you guys a feilach in Chanukah. Looking forward to the Masiba tonight.